sleep. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on live March 4th, 2007. And we've got another caller, Gene from Texas, online too. Hello, Gene.
Hi, Richard. I thought you were out of time. I thought, well, I waited too late. I missed most of the first part, and for some reason, I was busy and then missed. I caught the last 10 or 15 minutes, so I'm sure you probably already talked more about the Austin march and all that. And I was kind of disappointed this weekend. I didn't get to hear anything that went on. And is there any place I could go to see what happened? Or
okay, well, actually, I did briefly recap it in the first hour, but I meant to elaborate.
I figured you did, yeah.
I wanted to elaborate. On the Friday event, it was excellent. People started showing up at the Ironworks Barbecue at Cesar Chavez and Red River at around 11 a.m. I know Independent Texans, independenttexans.com. Linda Curtis's group, who has been a guest on this program, was meeting at the upper floor of the Ironworks Barbecue, strategizing and getting ready for the parade there that we had, which ended up being anywhere around 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Wow.
The parade stretched for many blocks. I think we, traversed from Cesar Chavez over to Congress and then went straight up Congress Avenue towards the Capitol, I think we had at least a full 8 blocks or more probably that were blocked off to traffic. We had a police motorcycle escort.
Fantastic.
Running us through, and they actually had street sweepers behind us to make sure that if there were any road apples left over from some of the donkeys and horses and et cetera. But I'll tell you what, it was incredible photo opportunities. We had little girls on their ponies and on their horses, and we had this little old lady had a miniature donkey that was harnessed up to a little carriage, and she was riding in that carriage. And anybody and everybody that had a camera available to them, whether it was on a cell phone or a digital still camera or a video camera, had to take photos of that if they saw her in that little with that miniature donkey pulling her up to the state capitol. So it was a wonderful event. Jimmy Vaughn was one of the great highlights. He played actually two times. He played his new song "Shackles on Me," which is talking about not wanting a chip in my kids and not wanting a chip in my wife.
I heard the song, yeah. Awesome. I heard it play it the other day. In fact, I called in. I was going to say hi because I'm an old recording guy myself and just wanted to put my name in there to say I support him, but I didn't get in touch with him on a particular show he was on. But I'm very proud of him and anyone else like that. You know, use their talent and speaks out because a lot of times, you know, like I'm an older guy, I used to record back in the 60s and had some hits and this and that, but I always think that when a guy says something, then he might have a few thousand fans scattered around Texas, might hear it and might pay attention. You never know. So, you know, that's why I attempted to call. I don't get Austin news here. I get San Antonio news, and I was wondering if the local mainstream crud TV stations happened to mention it or cover it at all, or did they give you any notice?
Actually, we got quite a bit of, we got some excellent coverage, actually,
oh,
to the website, to check that out on. If you go to AustinTollParty.com. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Austin Toll Party?
Right, AustinTollParty.com and navigate to Austin News. And
Austin
you'll see,
what?
If you navigate on the left side, there'll be a button that says News.
Oh, okay.
And when you hover over that button, you'll see a little pop-up window opens up. It says Austin News.
Oh, okay.
And that'll get you to Sal Costello's blog that he keeps updated almost daily.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, to find out, you know.
Okay, Gene, let me give you another website to check out that has some links to some of the news that we had, and that's Farm and Ranch Freedom.
Farm and Ranch Freedom.
Right,
farmandranchfreedom.org.
Okay. And, folks, if you want to see the kind of press we got, farmandranchfreedom.org.
Okay, I'll sure check it out. And, by the way, Richard, I think your show is one of the best on here.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with Gene.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Greaves. We're on the air live March 4th, 2007. And, Gene, your questions were about whether or not we had any mainstream press. And actually, we had a lot of excellent mainstream press. The websites to check out are at least actually three or four websites. One of them is farmandranchfreedom.org. farmandranchfreedom.org.
I wrote it down. Yeah.
Okay. And if you read that, they'll have their rally report, which, by the way, we just had some excellent speakers. Like I said, we had Jimmy Vaughn play his song, Shackles on Me. We had John Dromgoole with KLBJ 590. Penny Langford
great.
Freedom with she's the district director for the Ron Paul campaign. Liz McIntyre with the Spy Chips book that she co-wrote. And we had Michael Badnarik, presidential candidate 2004.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Dr. Don McLeod, a great veterinarian right here in Austin, Texas, talking about the NAIS. Gina Parker with Eagle Forum. Alex Jones, the man, what can you say, the legend. David Van Oss, ran for Attorney General in 2004. Linda and David Stahl with CorridorWatch.org, which is another website to check. And you'll see there'll be links to a lot of the press that we got. We had all the major Texas newspapers were there, I believe. And we had all kinds of TV media, and we had cameras and reporters and you name it, all around. So,
Thank you. I am going to check that as soon as I hang up. I'm going to check it all out. And I'd like to say that I had made a call to Mike, and I said I liked the stuff that was on before. I don't know what all was going on with you guys, but I like the best of all of it. What main shows I like are the informative shows like yours. I'm not too crazy about the 2 or 3 hour biblical dissertations, you know, with everybody with their own version of this or that. Anyway, I'd like to say, though, that my name is Gene Thomas, and I'm an old recording artist from Texas, and I had a couple national things. If I have any friends anywhere listening to Texas, I'd like to let them know that they need to get out and fight for America while we still can, and vote for Ron Paul.
There you go.
You know, do anything you can, whatever you pick your spot, and give it your best, because I think time is running, you know, the meter's running, so we all need to do something, whatever it is, a little big in between. I sure do thank you for your time, and I don't want to take up your whole show. I know a lot of people will probably want to say more important things than I.
Well, Gene, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for your listenership, and thank you for the work that you do out there.
I listen a day and night.
Okay, thank you, Gene. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Gene makes a great point, is wherever you are, whatever you can do, just plug in and take up arms, whatever it is that you can do, whether it's creating a website, burning DVDs, burning CDs, and handing out to friends, or joining a group, fluoridefreeaustin.com, and fight on a separate issue or an individual issue, a focused group of people that are fighting. I want to talk a little bit more about Friday's rally, because we are going to have a surprise guest come on. Deborah Stevens will be coming on here after the next break, and what she's going to be talking about is trying to create a group to see about getting grand juries together, or a grand jury together, to see about investigating 911 and the players involved in 911. So we'll have her coming up after the next break. But I want to talk about more about the Friday event here in Austin, Texas. It was so big. Some of the people that spoke were actually some of our elective legislators, Representatives Kolkhorst and Macias, and we had those two spoke, and there were a couple others that spoke, but we actually have now got legislators saying no North American Union. So we're really getting a lot of allies. The event on Friday was just awesome, with a lot of positive comments and feedback and momentum. And like I say, I did learn from distributing DVDs at the Capitol Friday a week ago. I learned that the governor's office is on the south side of the Capitol there at around the third floor up. And you could see the shutters were open. It's one of the few offices where the shutters were open, where you could see people kind of standing there and watching and listening to the event. So hopefully Rick Perry, Mr. 39%, was there hearing our speakers, our wonderful speakers, and hearing our event and hearing what was going on. And I think it's very possible that that happened. What can I say? There's more to cover there at the about the rally on Friday. But another thing I want to talk about before we have our guest on is I want to talk more about the event that occurred on Thursday, which was a big public Senate hearing put on by Senator John Corona, the chairman of the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee in the Senate of the legislature here in Texas. And this was a party that he called, more or less, to talk about the Trans-Texas Corridor and toll roads. And we learned a lot. It was a marathon session. It started at 8:30 a.m. It ended up wrapping up around 4:30, 5 p.m., with well over 100 people not getting to speak, including myself, which that's one of the things I'd like to give myself right now before the next break, is I want to present what I would have said at that event, just so I can get it out and maybe plant some seeds, and who knows who's listening. After all, we are here broadcasting from Round Rock, Texas, and there's a lot of folks in Austin listening to this broadcast, so maybe the words will fall on the right ears. But some of the things we learned is over and over, even from some of the special policy wonk guests that they had come in to speak, was that public-private partnerships, or as they're referred to in Texas, they're called CDAs, which stands for comprehensive development agreements. And that's what they call the public-private partnerships here in Texas. They call them comprehensive development agreements. And we heard by several of the presenters during the day, which not all of them were just public citizens like myself trying to go up there and speak. They had a lot of industrial people speak that were involved in high finance and other transportation issue-oriented groups. And they said that the CDAs were the most expensive approach of any approach that we have to get the roads built. And in the past, Texas has had well over 95% of its roads built on a pay-as-you-go system, and it's been funded with transportation-related taxes like the gasoline tax. The gasoline tax in Texas is approximately 40 cents, not quite 40 cents a gallon. The last time it's been raised is 1991, and they'll make a big point of that all the time. Oh, it hasn't been raised for many years. But if you'll listen carefully, almost none of these people will say, they will say that traffic has increased greatly over the past decade or two decades or even longer. They will say that, but they'll neglect to mention, oh, by the way, due to all this growth in traffic and the number of cars we have on the road and trucks we have on the road, they won't tell you, oh, well, the subsequent revenues of all the gasoline tax have gone up accordingly. Every year, almost, they set a new record for gasoline tax revenues, so it's amazing. But a couple of things that we learned, like I said, one of the big things was is we learned that the CDAs are the most expensive. The build-as-you-go is the least expensive way to do it, but they're claiming they don't have the money. Now, one of the things I want to present are solutions to their supposed shortfalls in money. And also, the big question that Senator John Corona and others had in that hearing was, okay, if we don't build the Trans-Texas Corridor, how do we solve the I-35 debacle here in Texas, which if you've ever driven through Austin, Texas, and Central Texas, especially on a holiday, try it on a Thanksgiving Eve or a Christmas Eve or any of these big holidays or just during a work day through Austin, I-35 is just a gridlocked interstate with bumper-to-bumper traffic for miles and miles and miles. And one of the big reasons for that is that Austin, Texas does not have a viable bypass. And that's a topic for a whole nother discussion on that, which I'll probably touch on here in a minute when I get to this other part of the issue. But one of the other things that we just keep learning, and we learned from this hearing as well, is that there is a lot, and there are millions and millions of tax dollars in these new toll roads they're building. For instance, they've got the George Bush Turnpike up in North Dallas area, up in Parker County, Denton County, I guess, Collin County and Denton County and probably Tarrant, Dallas County and those areas. And George Bush Turnpike, one of the speakers said from that area that there are $850 million tax dollars in that road. Now, I don't know how much that road cost to build, but I would think that $850 million in the George Bush Turnpike up there would be pretty substantial in almost covering the complete cost of that road. And one of the things we've learned at the CAMPO meetings here in Central Texas, Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, is that to build a road and make it a toll road adds another 20 to 30% onto the cost of that road. So it's just another piece of fluff that they add on there when they put these toll schemes on there. And the other thing about the George Bush Turnpike, which I've ridden on one time to check it out, was that as many toll roads are and as most toll roads are configured, is that you have this ultra-limited access, which in the end, after many years of growth around these toll roads, what that will do is create huge, monstrous bottlenecks at the too few intersections along that road, because that toll road will literally create a barricade that will block traffic from, you know, traversing north or south or east or west across the road. So it's literally like a concrete river that you can't get from one side to the other. And if you're living along there, your life will include usually getting from one side or the other on a daily basis just to get on the darn road. So, okay, I didn't even get to my comments here, but we are going to have our guest Deborah come up here shortly. She should be calling in. And I appreciate you folks out there listening. It is March 4, 2007. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on RBNLive.com. We'll be back with our guest, Deborah Stevens, right after this break.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Yeah! Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're about to bring up Deborah Stevens, talking about grand juries to see about investigating 911 and beyond. But before we go to her, I want to talk to about TexasTurf.org. Once again, TexasTurf.org. If you go to that website, you can navigate through there and see a lot of the legislation that's going through the Capitol right now that we need to be involved in to help push through to make phone calls, emails, faxes, personal office visits, etc. Some of those are non-compete clause legislation to stop the non-compete agreements with toll roads, which is just part of, you know, it's like we're grabbing this animal and we're trying to take it down one arm or one appendage at a time. That's one of the tools that we could use, the non-compete legislation that stops non-compete clauses. Another one regarding stopping the privatization and foreign management of highway projects and infrastructure projects, stopping public-private partnerships, which in Texas are known as CDAs, Comprehensive Development Agreements. There's several bills in there from Senator Corona, SB 275, SB 621, SB 256. There's another one for abolishing the Transportation Commission, which one of the key points of origin to the problems we're having here related to transportation and infrastructure issues is Rick Williamson, the head of the Transportation Commission, handpicked and hand-selected and hand-appointed by Rick Governor of Texas, Mr. 39%. Another one is create alternative to privatizing roads by indexing gas tax, which I've got some other solutions that we can use above and beyond and before that. But limits on use of information collected at toll roads, keeping public roads that are existing from being tolled, also to change the way that regional mobility board authorities are selected. That's not yet filed, but it's supposed to be filed upcoming. Also, a diversion of transportation dollars to non-salient projects. So I'll tell you what, if you just go to texasturf.org, there's just a whole host of legislation that is favorable to saving our roads, saving our freeways, and halting and stopping the Trans-Texas Corridor. As a matter of fact, HB 1881, filed by Kolkhorst, and another one, HB 857, filed by Leibowitz, will abolish the Trans-Texas Corridor. So, folks, if you're all over the country, wherever you're at, if you're concerned about NAFTA and the Trans-Texas Corridor, there are two bills in the Texas House to abolish the Trans-Texas Corridor, and those are 1881 and 857. If you go to texasturf.org, you can get all the details. All right, well, without further delay, we want to bring up Deborah Stevens and start talking about this grand jury. Hello, Deborah, are you on the air with us?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can, and thank you for coming on at the last minute there. At least you didn't have time to get nervous, right?
Oh, no. no nervous. But, yeah, I'm really glad I can be on and talk about this. I'm trying to get the word out. I'd like to schedule our first meeting coming up within the next month or so. I'm working with PNAC right now. They're going to be getting us a venue at UT. So working with those guys to get our first meeting set up to show some footage and just give a little history of the grand jury and to start the election process for getting the grand jury elected.
Okay. Well, now, I guess for those of the audience that don't know about the power of grand juries, give us a little rundown on how that works.
Sure. Well, originally, grand juries were set up and outlined in the Magna Carta in the 1200s. And the grand juries, the main power of the grand juries was originally to keep prosecutors and the government entities from basically prosecuting individuals that shouldn't be, like political dissidents, and just like to accuse them of crimes that were unreasonable accusations, and just to be throwing them in jail waiting for trial for an unreasonable period of time just to get people off the street. The grand juries were originally set up to prevent unreasonable prosecution like that. So evidence would have to be submitted, and a grand jury would have to approve the prosecution before an indictment could proceed. But another function of the grand jury, which is what we're pursuing, is the citizens' right of presentment, which means that the citizens have the right to form their own grand jury, investigate crimes, potential crimes, come up with their own evidence and findings, regardless of what a prosecutor says or what any can even kick the prosecutor out of their hearings, and basically come up with what's called a presentment, which is the same thing as an indictment. It's just that a presentment comes from the grand jury itself, whereas an indictment is what the prosecutor would write up that would be approved of by the grand jury. And that's in our Fifth Amendment right of presentment, and also under common law in the Seventh Amendment.
Okay. Are we aware of any cases where the public has actually taken the bull by the horns in this case and done a presentment about an issue or a person?
Well, actually, there has been some cases like that that I am researching right now. The main one that I am trying to model after right now actually is the Citizens LA grand jury on 9/11 crimes. In 2004 and 2005, during 2004 and 2005, they started hearings and came up with a presentment where they basically rejected the official story. They called in expert witnesses like Webster Tarpley and Barbara Honegger, and they came up with a presentment of their own, and they had been trying to get certain prosecutors and district attorneys to take it, but they're having trouble with that. I hear the music. I'll tell more about that after the break.
All right. Well, we're on the air with Deborah Stevens. We're going to be talking about the grand juries and the ability to try to have some judicial action with regard to 911 and other cases. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We'll be right back on RBNLive.com after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And here's an excerpt from the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. There we have it. So that's what makes what we do here legal. We're just simply trying to restore our republic, and that's all we're trying to do. We've got Deborah Stevens on the line with us. One thing I want to talk about right before we go back to her, though, is we're under a tremendous time constraint to see about trying to get some legislation in the Texas House to stop the Real ID Act here at the state level in Texas. The deadline to get new legislation filed is March 9th. March 9th, that's this coming Friday. Today's March 4th. So we've got about 5.5 days here to see about trying to get that filed. Right now, we've only got David Hall and myself working on this issue. If you can have some spare time this Monday, tomorrow the 5th or the 6th and or the 6th, if you could call and volunteer at 512-828-7240, 512-828-7240. And those of you that are not familiar with the Real ID Act, it's the incremental move to eventually chip every human being on this planet and in this nation. And what it'll start out with is on your, quote, national ID card, is you'll have a chip there with all your information and all your data that can be remotely scanned, and all your information can be gleaned off that without you even swiping it. They can just do it electronically from a few feet away. All right, we want to go back to our guest talking about grand juries. Hello, Deborah. Are you still there on the air with us?
I'm here.
All right, great. So you were talking about how citizens can do a presentment. Now, what teeth and what effect can this have by doing a presentment?
Well, in the past, it was established that presentments were handed directly to the judge, just like an indictment would be, and then the prosecutor would proceed with the prosecution of the case. However, in 1946, the Supreme Court adopted the current federal rules of criminal procedure code, which basically states that they're not going to accept presentments anymore from citizens' grand juries because they consider it obsolete. Okay, and this is just totally ridiculous because there's been no constitutional amendment which changes the Fifth Amendment, which says we have the rights to presentment. And so this is something that needs to be challenged legally in the court system because there's no law that's been passed. According to my research, it wasn't even based on a court case. It was just a procedural code that the court system just decided to adopt. They just said, well, we're just going to throw out the Fifth Amendment. We're just not going to pay attention to presentments anymore. And so that's a thing that needs to be gotten over. But the presentments, there are grand juries in at least 16 cities across the U.S. right now concerning the crimes of 9/11. And the L.A. people are kind of have spearheaded this effort. And there is a simulcast, a video simulcast that's being planned for August, where all the grand juries in all the cities will be basically synchronized through video streaming. And that's going to be on Court TV. And we want to get that on C-SPAN, too, just to bring this issue up in the public attention of the fact that they have taken away or they are trying to take away our right of presentment. And so it goes beyond 9/11, which is, I mean, the main thing that we're focusing on right now. But we need to restore our citizens' grand jury rights of presentment, period. And Justice Scalia basically returned all the rights of the citizen grand jury presentment in a 2002 ruling in which he said that basically citizens grand juries are the fourth branch of government because it is enumerated under the Bill of Rights rather than the three articles of the Constitution, which enumerates the other branch, the three main branches of government. And so basically the citizens grand jury is the people's branch of government, which is established to have check and balance on corrupt government power. And so that's a very solid and strong case that we can lean back on and say, well, hey, you know, what about this court case? So it's going to get into the court system, and the lawyer that the L.A. grand jury people are working it with right now, they're very determined, and they're like, we're going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to restore the right of presentment in our court system.
Well, I love that people like you are working on this type of issue because that's similar to Bob Schultz's organization, We the People, where they're trying to enforce the right to petition, which is a First Amendment right that the government and the powers that be are just flat denying and turning their back on, pretending like it doesn't exist. So it's real clear that the powers that be get really kind of irritated when we the people try to uphold our rights. And it's just amazing how out front they are with trying to thwart us and stop us when we're just trying to take back and utilize these rights that thankfully for many years we haven't needed to. But now it's really at a dire point, isn't it?
It really, really is. I mean, especially with 9/11, you know, there's so much disinfo out there and hit pieces and such. But at the same time, we're gathering more and more evidence all the time, and we really need to bring these people to justice because everything that these corrupt officials are doing with all the wars and trying to take away all our freedoms and all our rights, it's pretty much almost all of it based on 9/11 and fear of terrorism and war on terrorism and all this stuff. And it's really crucial to bust this thing wide open that it's a complete and total fraud. And that was one of the main conclusions of the L.A. grand jury, that they concluded that the official account is a complete fraud. If I would like to quote just like a couple of sentences from their findings, if that's okay. It says that statements and the official account, as reported by the Keene-Hamilton Commission and other official statements made by Bush, Cheney, Giuliani, Silverstein, Richard Clark, Philip Zelko, that these statements and these conclusions are physically impossible, untenable, contradictory, and fraudulent, ignoring vast bodies of evidence and conclusive evidence. Sorry. Therefore, it is rejected as a propaganda fabrication designed to justify the unleashing of aggressive war in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, while hiding the activity of a private, extra-legal, and anti-constitutional network of officials in the U.S. government, high-ranking military officers, and individuals within private corporations and political institutions who actively prepared, promoted, organized, assisted, fomented, and otherwise passively enabled the 9/11 attacks and the cover-up that followed. And that, to me, is just a total nutshell. And so they start off that that's their conclusions and their findings, and then they go on to present all their evidence of why, and they indict about 20 people at least, as well as some unknown individuals. Grand juries can indict unknown individuals where there's evidence of a crime, but it may be unclear exactly who committed the crime. And the reason for that is to initiate further investigation to find out who just committed the crime.
Well, that's a mouthful that you said there. Now, if people gather up and create these grand juries and do these presentments, do we need a prosecutor that's friendly to us, or a judge that's friendly to us, or both? What do we
need
there?
Well, I think the answer to that question is both. I spoke with Dave Van Ost on Friday at the Capitol. You introduced me to him. Thank you for that very much. And one of his recommendations certainly was to find a judge who's sympathetic. And he said that that may not be that hard to do, because federal, to quote David, he said federal judges have so much power. He said basically the only difference between them and God is that the federal judges have more power. Now, I don't know if I agree with that, but I mean, I think our Lord is sovereign.
Well, at least they think they do in the courtroom.
They think they do, yeah. But basically when they get into those positions, they can't really be controlled very much at all. They can be impeached, but they're not like a representative that can be voted out of office. And so if we find a judge sympathetic to our cause, that would certainly be helpful. And as far as the prosecutor role is concerned, there is a group called 9/11 Initiative, and I believe their website, I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me, 911initiative.org, where it is a group in New York City where they are working to amend the charter of New York City concerning this whole thing to get a special prosecutor appointed specifically to prosecute 9/11. And there's also a Citizens 9/11 Commission that's being formed and doing investigations right now, basically like a citizens grand jury. It's basically what the 9/11 Commission was supposed to do, but this is the Citizens 9/11 Commission, and they're going to have their report and their findings in July, so that in August we can get this whole thing wrapped up with the grand juries for the telecast, which will talk about, you know, what the Citizens 9/11 Commission returned, and try to get this special prosecutor. We're going to get the special prosecutor involved to be appointed by this 9/11 initiative.
Well, I'll tell you, if this really gets going, and if it can really have some teeth, it could just have a huge effect on this current administration there in D.C. It could literally, potentially, really maybe just slow it down or even wipe it out, because it's clear that there was elements there in the administration that are complicit or involved or at least had foreknowledge, making them potentially accessories to what occurred on 9/11. I think that that extends to Rudy Giuliani's activities on 9/11 prior to, during, and after.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I just
Absolutely.
Really hope this succeeds. Now, we were talking about that we need to have maybe a prosecutor and judge both that would be friendly to what we're trying to do. Now, the judge, do they have to, can they be a county judge, federal judge, state judge? Does that matter?
Well, see, what I would really like to do is take it to the federal level, because certain individuals need to be indicted for treason, okay, which is a federal offense. And other things, other crimes that were committed were at the federal level, of course. Now, of course, like I said before, running into this criminal procedure code of 1946, that is in federal, that's a federal court procedural code. That doesn't apply to state courts. So the way I'm wanting to proceed here, and from what I've talked to with other people, is that if we can't get the federal courts to accept our presentments because of their procedure code, let's start handing out presentments at the state level. The state of New Mexico is their legislature is drawing up impeachment charges on Bush and Cheney right now, and to force the U.S. Congress to do the impeachments, because in their case, if they can get it passed through their legislation, if they can get one sympathetic House member, which I'm sure they'll be able to get at least one, their own rep from that district in Albuquerque is planning on taking it up. If only one U.S. Congress member will pick up the state resolution that's passed by a state legislature for impeachment, then they have to start impeachment hearings at the federal congressional level. And so I'm saying, you know, the same line with us. Let's start handing out presentments at the state level. I mean, surely there is evidence that lots of state laws have been broken in almost every state by what happened in 9/11, not just New York.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Deborah, just in case we get right to the end, I don't want to run out of time and for you not to be able to give your contact information, website, email,
sure,
et cetera. So let's go ahead and do this right now. Folks, I always encourage my audience to have pencil and paper handy. Go ahead, Deborah.
Okay. I have posted a future use website which links to some of the data that I've researched, and that is Austin911grandjury.org. And the email is on that site. It's Austin911grandjury@hotmail.com. And some of you may also already know who I am. I'm one of the members of the Three Shoes Posse band that we have that song, 10 Second Free Fall, that a lot of people in the movement have heard. So my other website is threeshoesposse.com, and that's our activist band, activist music.
That's right, which that's great. And I'll tell you what, the music community can really do so much. But let's go back to this URL, Austin911grandjury.org.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that 911 written out or numerical?
The numerical, 911.
Okay, so there's no forward slash or anything or
hyphen? No, there's no. I wanted to just keep the URL real simple.
Okay, so Austin911grandjury.org.
Yes.
And the 911 portion has no hyphens or no forward slash or anything. Okay.
No.
All right. Hopefully, folks got that. Is there a phone contact as well?
If someone wants to call me, they could. I would like them to email me first.
Okay. All right, folks. Just go to Austin911grandjury.org, and the email address is there too. I think it was. Go ahead with the email again.
Basically,
Deborah,
it's the same thing. Austin911grandjury@hotmail.com.
All right, folks, hopefully we'll get some respondees to that call to action with Deborah working on the grand juries. I'll tell you what, this could really create some problems and have some fits for these people. And I think one way to network it to find a friendly prosecutor and judge potentially would be to go to that website, meetup.com. Meetup.com. Have you ever been on that, Deborah?
Yes, I have. I have seen that, and I've actually been working on that. Not working on the website, but using that website to network and coordinate with other grand juries in other cities.
Awesome. Okay, so that's happening already.
Yes, and to encourage other cities that already have their own 911 truth groups, like we have the Austin Citizens for 911 Truth here in Austin. You know, I'm trying to get networked with other 9/11 truth organizations in other cities that don't have grand juries yet or haven't started yet, to educate them to, hey, you guys, if you can, try to get on board with this so that when August comes, we can have as many cities as possible involved in the simulcast. Because even if we can't necessarily get this thing seriously accepted into the court system, just to get it out there in the media and to get so many cities saying, hey, we need to do this. This is our right. At the least, we'll be able to pressure Congress and you know, other politicians in other areas that something needs to be done about this. You know, this was the most horrible crime of the century and is a total cover-up and a total fraud, and something has got to be done by this, about this. So it's like, we know, we're letting everybody know that we know, and we're taking legal action. You know, we're not going to wait on prosecutors and congressional hearings anymore and fraudulent Bush-appointed 9/11 commissions. It's like, we're doing our own investigation. We have our Citizens 9/11 Commission, Citizens Grand Juries, and we fully intend to take these people to task in court.
Well, Deborah, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the intensity and fire that you've got. I could tell it. I mean, first time I recall seeing you and meeting you was Thursday, about 2 weeks ago, when Kevin Barrett spoke at the church here in Austin. And when I heard you just stand up and you fired out what you had to say about the grand jury idea, I just walked straight to you. I said, I got to help this lady out here trying to get this thing going. I'm real excited about that. I think that it's just a matter of networking it. There's got to be some friendly prosecutors out there that know what's going on, and I guarantee you there's some judges out there that know what's going on. The question is can they just be brave enough to stand up in their big black skirts and do something?
Absolutely. It's like, you know, we need the Jim Garrison of this age to step up, you know. And like I said, I just looked up the website. It is 911initiative.org, and they need support to get their special prosecutor appointed. And I'm also planning on having Michael Badnarek come to the first meeting that we have to give a little history of constitutional grand juries as well.
Okay, Deborah, hang on. We're going to go to another break, and then we'll come in for our last segment. You're listening to Restoring the Republic with Richard Reeves on RBNLive.com. We'll be back right after this break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com. at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Rich Greaves, and we're going to go back to Deborah here in just a second and wrap up with her. This is the last segment of the show. A blazing 2 hours has gone by almost. Go to CorridorWatch.org. Go to CorridorWatch.org. Folks, it doesn't matter if you're in Texas or anywhere in the United States or the world for that matter, they have extended the testimony period to March 8th, 2007, until March 8th, which I believe is Thursday. You can file via email, fax, or other means a testimony regarding the Trans-Texas Corridor and public-private partnerships and toll roads. So that's been extended. That was supposed to, the deadline for the testimony period was supposed to elapse on Thursday, March 1st, at the end of the public hearing that we had with the Texas Senate Transportation and Homeland Security Committee, chaired by Senator John Corona here in Texas. But since there was an overflow, overcapacity crowd, that they were not able to hear all the speakers that wanted to speak, they extended the testimony period till March 8th. So to find out about doing that, which is essential that everybody's out there, if you want to stop the NAFTA corridor, the Trans-Texas corridor, the North American Union, et cetera, if you want to stop this effort to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, you can do it right now by going to CorridorWatch.org, CorridorWatch.org. And right there on the homepage, you'll see the notice of public hearing, and you can find out all the details on how to do the testimony. All right, Deborah, I hope you're still there with us.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, great. Well, I tell you, I was just reading the Fifth Amendment, and if you'd like to, I'd like to read that.
Read it,
yeah. Everybody know Article 5: No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. And the presentment part—that's what you're talking about—is where the public can do that, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. That's Article 5.
Yes, and that part about the except in times of war really is important because, as you know, the recent legislation by the Bush administration, basically they can declare anyone an enemy combatant that they want, and they've established all these military tribunals to try to get prosecution out of the hands of the citizens and even out of civilian courts into these military tribunals where we don't have any rights. And by just having an endless war and, you know, to try to establish this. And you know what? Congress hasn't even declared war. Okay, so they really don't even have the right to do that anyway. But we've really got to restore and make this push to get the hands back into the power, get the power back in the hands of the people, because that's where it really belongs.
Right. And it's interesting because there is, I guess, an unofficial declared war overseas, but at the same time, there's an unofficial declared war actually on the United States by insiders and factions within our own government. So it's a real high wire act there, but at the same time, there's other parts in the Constitution that do cover what we're doing here. So
yes.
I think that the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, we've got to give them credit. They've given us some documents here to base our judicial challenges and efforts that we're going to make, and we just need to keep on pushing, because the harder we push, the more they have to respond, and the more their efforts are complicated. I mean, for every dollar we spend of effort and money, it costs them $1,000. Deborah, any last words or thoughts?
I would just like as many people who are interested to please contact me. Please go to the website, because I want to have an idea of how many people still know what venue to how big of a venue for PNAC to schedule and to step up to the plate, because the citizens grand jury is elected. It's not appointed as in statutory court. So if you want to be up for election for the grand jury, let me know. and let's get this done.
That is great. And that website for her is Austin911GrandJury.org. And we're about to cut off the air. Thank you, Deborah. We'll be back next week.